Welcome once again to another audio snippet from the Church at Texas. This issue is about what has to work on the Sabbath and what is not to work. Now, my contention as the scripture reads, we can see where Yahweh tells us that the ones that he doesn't want to work is anything that has blood running through their veins. Because when there's blood running through the veins of people and beasts, then they feel the pain and they feel the pleasure of life. So for that reason, anything that has blood running through its vein is not to be worked on the Sabbath day. Now, that means that your car is not a blood veined vessel. It's just an automobile made of stone and gas. I mean, stone, wood, bridge, whatever you kind of car you have, metal or whatever it is, it's run by gas, not by blood. So it's free to do anything on the Sabbath. Sin also, you know, when you go to the Jewish forums, you find that they are so strict with what they do. They won't even turn on a light bulb. I mean, that to me is beyond, I think, what Yahweh is telling us to do, that we should or should not do on the Sabbath. Again, such things as turning on something, that's not work. I mean, that's, you know, it's just not work. Work is when you exert pressure and you exert muscles and you exert things, I mean, to a greater extent than just waking up and walking around. But anyway, that's my contention about it. I still think that there are some people who are a little overzealous about the commandment to not work on the Sabbath day, and definitely me, it does entail those who have blood running through their veins that they should not work. But anything else that has to work, like a water pump or a hot water heater, I mean, those things don't have blood running through their veins. So there's no sense in cutting them off. And those people who made it have already made it, so it has no effect on them to be workers on the Sabbath. Same thing with electricity and all things. It makes no difference. It's already been accomplished before the Sabbath has been established. So after, I'm saying, but in other words, they didn't do it on the Sabbath to create electricity and do all the work to have it functional for every household in America and all over the world. That was all done. So the Sabbath today is very functional with electrical items, things that have to do with things that don't have blood running through their veins. So my contention is, hey, if you need to drive somewhere to visit friends or fellowship with family and brothers and sisters, no problem, no problem. So anyway, just a point. I just wanted to bring that to the forefront in case you were thinking differently. If you were, you're welcome to comment or give me a ring or email me and let me know that you feel differently. I have no problem with that. We all have to have different ideas, because the only way the Holy Spirit can make itself known is when there is differences of opinion between brothers and sisters. So let the Holy Spirit, Rakadesh, do its work, and we will just stand by and obey its call and its command and its obedience.